Okay, good morning. We are continuing Baruch Hashem, Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Okay? Now, we've been discussing the prohibition of listening and the prohibition of being makabel, accepting and believing Lashon Hara. So what happens now when you... We've been talking about before, we started out with people who, you know, get into a discussion, they want to say Lashon Hara, and you have to squirm out of the discussion. You know, how do you get out of it? Then we had the second case where people were discussing neutral things, and by the way, all of a sudden, things came up that could be Lashon Hara. Now we have an even more difficult, at least halachic case, maybe a less evil case, but difficult halachically. Okay, so klal zayin halacha zayin. Let's look inside. V'atah naskil levayir, we will now explain the Ezus Hashem. Din kabbalas lashon hara meishu humehem kibei trei omi misteach lefitumo. You believe, now you're listening to someone who is extremely believable. This is someone who we believe like two people. In other words, this is someone who you would believe anything from. Very believable individual. Or someone who says something, which means he doesn't mean to say, blurt it out, but he's saying it by the way, which as we know in the Gemara, you know, we've had that, Masiach Fitumo. Masiach Fitumo gives them manas. You guys get farmers. Masiach Fitumo, even when someone doesn't have nemanis, this gives someone nemanis. Let's say you have someone, a person who doesn't have nemanis, the Gabi Kashas. Person's not Jewish. Person doesn't keep kosher. So a person doesn't have nemanis, the Gabi telling you something's kosher. But he says a Masiach Fitumo. You call up a company and you say, I'm allergic to all dairy products. I wanted to know if and he says, we don't have any dairy products. So you're asking how it's kashrus, but they're telling you, for other reasons. So that's called Masiach HaFitumo. There's no reason to lie. So that's also a situation where someone is very believable. So now, and it ends up, they say something, what's the Lashon Hara? Or, Om Yeshla Sipur Odvarim and Ikarim Shu Emes. Or he has evidence. He has things which shows that it's recognizable that what he's saying is absolutely truth. Even though, in general, for most of the purposes, each of these three, the halach is the same. He says, however, I did split it up into different seifim because there are some differences. There's some details that change on the halach. Since there are all kinds of ramifications, I don't want you to get confused. So therefore you can hear a little bit repetition, but we're going to go through each one separately. And here we begin. Okay, so first he says, so number one, you should know, the prohibition of accepting Lashon Hara is even someone who is extremely believable, someone who's believed like two Edom. We said earlier that what? That some, you're allowed to reveal something in private, right, to someone who you know is extremely secretive and won't say anything else. And you know that he will believe you, Kishnei Edim. Let's say there's somebody who you know is a Machal Shabbos, he's a Oichle Trefis, he's a Ganef, he's this and that. And there's Tuelis to tell your Rebbe that he should, to tell somebody who you know is absolutely going to believe you, it's not going to be Stam Lashon Hara. And he's absolutely going to be, he's a man of integrity, and he's not going to go say it. And you're telling it only so he'll know to tell everybody else to get away from this person, or if it's a person for a shidduch or whatever it is for a job. Right? So, to stay away from this person until you know the tshuva. The reason over there why it's mutter is because over there you're allowed to say over the thing which is undesirable, im lo asa tshuva, came and sh'over b'mezer alov and dorim fusam Yisrael shuas. We're talking about someone who did something against the halacha on purpose, in public, the whole deal. If you remember all the way back there when it was mutter to say that. Shein litzlo shem skus, there was no way that the person was doing it, there's no way to be down the kaf skus, right? Lo chein b'davar shi'it lo slav skus, which is not true when you can be toila some kind of skus. You can somehow, you know, judge the case in his merit. You don't know the whole story. You don't know the whole story. The guy's starting to tell you something when you're telling it, so you know that it was done totally public, totally evil, totally whatever. When you're listening and you didn't hear the whole story, maybe there's some way to what? Be down the kapskus. Oh, well, I bishkagabol yoda. Maybe I did it by mistake. L'sapa loved the b'dayfi v'gnai ba'alma. Or v'inyin shlil samalas kanal. Or like the other type of lashon hara we said earlier, where somebody is just saying something negative about his character. L'skalav ma'aseh avosav krova, where he's saying something about his family. Ma'aseh rishon v'adil l'shayach was at mehemek v'chei. That certainly doesn't allow you to believe something, because over there there's no toelis, just to talk about its qualities. Even if it's not alive, you're not allowed to say these kinds of things. Okay, so therefore the listener also cannot, absolutely feel in his heart that this person is in the wrong. Ukanal, and he says besides this sort of Kabbalah, he's also over on Lifnei Iver, etc. So therefore over here, you see, even when saying Lashon Hara, there's a heter to say something where it's mufursam and you're saying it to someone who is someone who's believable. If you're on the other side of that, it's usur. Why? Because maybe you didn't hear the whole story, and maybe there's a reason to be done him l'kavzchus. So therefore, to believe Lashon Hara from someone else who is very believable is just as usur. Okay, he's going to continue with this concept, as he said in the next two halachas, also about Mesiach Vitumo and someone who's etc. In believable cases where he has evidence, also that's the next two or three seats. Okay, shkoyach.